Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Vision of Hope Ministry in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, Suite 105. If you're in the Charlotte area, please come out and visit us on Sundays. Our service is at 10 a.m. We were scheduled to change it to 11, but we're going to keep it at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Sunday school is at 9:30. And then we have our weekly Bible study, which is by phone or online at Blog Talk Radio. So glad to have you here. This December, we're coming to the end of 2015, and I'm sure that you can truly say that the Lord has been good. And so we're praying that you have the opportunity and believing that we have the opportunity to see yet another year. Hallelujah. Some people were not able to make it through this entire year. And even yet still, with all of the killing and shooting and things that are going on, I can't speak for any other place, but for here, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, some people may not make it to see 2016 with just a few days left. So we thank God. We thank God for being covered in his blood. We thank God for having a hedge of protection about us and about our families. We thank God for his healing power. We thank God for his deliverance. We thank God for the intercessory prayer warriors that are constantly praying for people. You know, there are some people who are praying, and then there are some people who are just intercessors. They're praying for people. And so we thank God for them. I know I had a praying grandfather, and I thank God for him because he interceded for his family, even into my generation. Once again, I'm glad you're on the line tonight, and we're not going to be before you long. We're going to just be talking a little bit about who is God. And we know him in so many ways, but if I could do anything, I would want you to become comfortable with him. Not necessarily familiar, that's the wrong term, but be comfortable with the God you serve. He said we could call him Abba Father, and that means daddy. We can be comfortable with him and know that he has our best interest at heart. We know that he loves us. So that's what we're talking about when we say, who is God? So I know I've sort of prayed and talked to you, but we're going to just pray a little bit. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice tonight. We ask you to continue to bless, continue to heal, continue to deliver, continue to send your focus and your purpose into our lives, God. Your word says, without a vision, the people perish. So continue, Lord, to give us a clear vision of who we are and what it is you would have us to do, our mission while we're here on this earth. God, we just ask you to bless those, again, who are listening. Bless those all over, Lord. There's some people who have been, families have succumbed to shootings all over Charlotte, and there was a shooting going on in California. There's so much chaos going on in this world today. We ask you to bless and comfort those families, Lord, who have suffered loss, those who have suffered injury, God. We ask you to comfort them, send healing, send deliverance, send courage, God, send encouragement, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, amen. We thank him for victory, too. Even in all of this, we still, as children of the Most High God, we still have victory. Hallelujah. We still have victory. While others might be in famine, our cupboards are full, our cabinets are full. So we thank God for that. I'm just excited about all of who God is. We're going to Psalms 113, and this is just a little description, the book of Psalms 113. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms 113. It's a short chapter, and we're going to look at it tonight. Psalms 113. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep the house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God for his goodness today and for his word. This is a small scripture, but it's powerful, and we thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give me 1 second here. Trying to notify somebody on the line. So we thank God for his goodness. So we're looking at this, and of course it starts, David starts off with a praise. Praise ye the Lord, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. And you know, we can't stop praising God. And when you think, as the song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. We thank God for sending his son, Jesus, to save us for us from our sins. And then we thank Jesus for completing the mission. We know that he was God in the flesh, and we thank him for going through with the mission. Amen. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? In other words, who can compare to him? You know, with the presidential candidates, everybody's getting accolades and honors and this and that, but who can compare to the Most High God? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? This is the part I like. Verse 7, he raises up the poor from the dust, Jesus. Now, that's just not the poor. That's not the, I don't want to say a certain class or anything like that, but that's the poor of poor. He raises them up out of the dust. Can you hear that? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. So you've got some levels there. You've got the poor, you've got the needy, and he lifts them up. And listen to this. This is the part that I like, church. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes. Okay, so he's going to set the poor, that one that was looked upon and looked down upon and didn't have and had to do without. He sets them in a high place. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get excited about that. Even with the princes of his people. Sets him in a high place. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We thank God for him setting the poor into a high place. He maketh the barren woman, listen, he maketh the barren woman, that's the woman who can't bear any children, he makes her to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. How many of you know you don't have to be, just because you have a child, it doesn't make you a mother. There's some mothers that have never bore a child that are better mothers than somebody who birthed one. I hope you're listening to me. There's some mothers who have never had a child that are better mothers than those who have had the child. Oh, my God. So he says, the woman that is barren, he makes her to keep a house and to be a joyful mother of children. We thank God for that. We bless and we praise his holy name. You know, God will always make a way out of no way. He'll do the supernatural. He'll do the impossible. He'll do things that are unheard of, unseen, and we thank him for that. We thank him for it because, and check this out, the Bible says All of the blessings of God are yea and amen, and his blessings make us rich and add no sorrow. So it's not like it's something is being done underhanded or anything like that. I don't like when people say stuff that is suspect, and it's like, oh, yeah, God bless me. You know, the person in line in front of me dropped $20. Bless the Lord. No. No, that's not what we're talking about. Those are not the type of blessings that we're talking about. Because, you know, you're supposed to pick that $20 up and give it back to the person. Tap them on the shoulder and say, excuse me, you dropped something. Hallelujah. And I can hear somebody now. How do I know they dropped it? Mm-mm. My God is bigger than that. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. So he can take us and set us into high places. Those who may be poor, I never say I'm poor. Even if I don't have any money, I say I'm in between blessings. I never say I'm poor. Because the Bible says, let the poor say they're rich. Let the weak say they're strong, okay? So we never want to make a negative confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that's hard for some people to get to, but it's the truth. And like I said, he maketh the barren to keep house and to be a joyful mother. Praise you, Lord. I want to look at one more thing. If you just back up and go to Psalms 112, I'm telling you, David, he was in his praise mode, okay? And he was letting us know who God is. 112 says, praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandments. So that fear is a reverence. You fear the Lord. You have a respect and a reverence. People today, particularly young people, they don't have a lot of fear. They don't have a lot of reverence, no respect for authority. And we have to really, really pray for them. We have to really pray for them. And so this scripture says, those that fear the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. We shouldn't be disturbed by his commandments. We should delight in them. And then above that, we should thank God for grace. Because if we don't, if by some chance we make a mistake or don't live by it, we're not following the law, we're following grace. But even in that, we know if we do something wrong, we can go boldly to the throne of grace to find that grace shall help us in our time of need. It amazes me how Christians struggle with that. Because nobody likes to admit when they've done wrong or when they're wrong. Everybody just wants to just sweep over it and, you know, say, oh, I'm okay. You know, it's okay. I just had a little mishap or whatever. But that's when you're supposed to go to God. You're supposed to go. The scripture says, plain as day, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find that grace will help us in our time of need. Grace is unmerited favor. It's giving you something that you don't deserve. So we thank God for his unmerited favor, him giving things to us that we know we shouldn't have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I can feel that. This is the problem, saints of God. If you feel like you deserve anything from God, then everything you get is based on what you do. And we know that's not true. The Bible clearly says, not by works, lest any man could boast. Somebody can say, well, I do this and I do that, and I'm a good Christian and I'm this and I'm that. No, but by the grace of God. We can't boast in our good works. We can't feel good about, oh, I'm such a good Christian. We have to feel good about the fact that we love God enough to want to please him. Hallelujah. We love him enough that we want to do right because we want him to use us. We want him to be proud of us. We want him to be able to show his glory through us. Not so we can get things. We don't want to, oh, God, I was good, so I deserve this. You know, it's Christmas time, and what are those kids saying? Even Santa, you know, the people that believe in Santa Claus teaching, the kids are learning that, you know. You better not pout. You better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, God is not a Santa Claus. He's not a Santa Claus. And so we have to be able to be comfortable with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and know if we make a mistake, it's okay. We're not rewarded according to what we do. Really, if the truth be told, we're rewarded according to our faith. According to our faith. If you have faith and believe in God and believe that he can do the impossible, then you better look out. All right, I'm trying to get through this. My time is almost up. Verse 2, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Who is this talking about? Verse 1, the man that feareth the Lord. Unto the upright there arises light and darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Here it is. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So whatever comes our way, we don't have to fear. And I wish I could touch on that tonight, but I can't. Because it's always easy to believe God when good things are happening, when everything is great. But, you know, when you start getting into a little trouble or, you know, when you're rebuking the devil and stuff is still happening, then we start to get afraid. But verse 7 says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I'm jumping to verse 9. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. So that quote-unquote good man, he has dispersed. Dispersed means give. And he breaks that up. He has given, and he has given to the poor. Hallelujah. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Don't hold that hand tight. Don't hold that fist closed. And don't just spend it on me. I promise you, if you give to the glory of God, he will give back to you. If you give to the glory of God, he will give back to you. I thank God for you listening tonight. We really have to get ready to close. But if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1, and I'll let you in. We've got about 7 minutes left, and if you have a question or comment, I'll be happy to let you in. We're talking about who is God, who is he in our life, and we thank God for Psalms 113 and Psalms 112, just letting us know. The 113 let us know who God is. 112 helps us to sort of put in perspective who we are. If we want to get the most that we can, hallelujah, and be the biggest blessing to our Lord and Savior and to God our Father. If you don't have any questions or any comments, then I'm going to let you go. I do thank God for you. Thank you for being on the line tonight. Look forward to talking with you again next Wednesday. Please, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any topics that you want to talk about, email me at ladyparson5@gmail.com because I want to hear from you. I want you to participate. Even though we're not in the church facing each other, you're still welcome to participate if you have questions or comments. So do that for me. God bless you, and I look forward to meeting up with you again on next Wednesday. You have a good evening.